This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a headache up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're watching one of the reports here on the traffic going west. Is it westbound I-70?
Yeah, it's a big, huge ski weekend. I have quite a few friends going up to the mountains for Easter weekend. Yeah. And, man... it is closed at Georgetown all the way to Silverthorne.
Oh, man.
Take that in mind. Oh. Georgetown all the way to Silverthorne.
That is a headache. So much for Good Friday.
Right? We're seeing thousands of trucks. I mean, literally, like, thousands. They haven't even stopped along the side of
And this I-70. Is just at Georgetown.
Yeah.
So imagine the traffic for the next 25 miles.
It's crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. And it is a Good Friday. We are also available on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere. You can listen to us all over America. And we'll have the podcast up there after the show today. And we're watching this morning. This closure, is it just due to snow? Is it an accident?
I don't have that information.
We don't know, do we?
Nope, I don't know. Here's what I do know. My winter storm advisory starts at 3 p.m. today.
Yeah.
And they need to revise that.
Because yes, they do.
I'm going to tell you what. It is, I mean, it. I can't explain what it's pouring out of. It's not grapple. It's not snow. It's just ice cubes.
It changes every mile.
It does.
It just goes from one to the other. Yeah. I leave my house this morning. I come out. My truck is completely encased in ice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those where you really got to pry the door open, right? And then you got to let it sit so the ice melts off the windshield. You can't see. Then I get on the freeway. I get on C-470. And it's snowing like crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a whiteout.
Was it snow or was it ice?
It was snow.
It was snow because mine's ice.
And I'm down to 30 miles per hour because the roads are covered.
Wow.
It's nasty. And this is just by the reservoir. Then once you get to Santa Fe, it becomes rain.
Yeah, it's weird. I must be in the middle because I had just... I mean, like, where it was painful. It was ice.
Yes.
Just little daggers coming at you.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this?
You know, we'll do a weather bug.
Okay.
Let's do a weather bug next after we come back, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. What do we got going here? The Red Robin thing from yesterday. I guess it crashed the site. They're apologizing this morning. If you don't know what we're talking about, they had that bottomless burger card they were selling for $20 for the month of May. Go there every day of the month of May, and you could get a free burger for your $20 card. But they crashed it yesterday, and then Carson told me this morning that a lot of people got charged.
Did you hear that story?
I did, but I can't find it anywhere.
I can't find it.
So I found a couple articles on it, and they're saying what happened was once the $20 ran out, like they sold out of that and people actually got through, that they could purchase the card for the actual value of it, $682. But I was seeing on their Instagram a ton of people that actually bought. They thought it was $20. They bought it. And then Capital One would call them and be like, did you authorize this charge of $682 from Red Robin? They're like, no.
That is so weird.
No, I didn't.
What a debacle.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that they charge them the actual price of the value
people
of the card.
People are so mad.
This thing, it crashed from the very beginning. Yeah. I mean, as soon as it counted down, they had a countdown clock. And as soon as that thing hit zero, it just
we all
shut
tried
down.
For an
she
hour.
Shut down.
Yeah.
And none of us got anything. I don't know anybody that got anything.
We couldn't even get through.
No.
Yeah, to try.
No. You know, the more I look at this, this thing was just a huge marketing ploy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and then a money grab for $682.
Yeah. And I can't find anywhere on how many cards were sold.
I can't either.
And I can't find anybody that got a card except for $682 card.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so there's a lot of suspects.
What a ripoff that right? would have been, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get to that plus a lot more in the program today. Weather, the big deal today. It's going to snow most of the day today, into tonight, into tomorrow morning, and could be a headache this morning. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
I'm a good singer.
You are.
Be a weather bug.
All right, for those of you that don't know how this doesn't know how this works, all you got to do is text us. You can text us at 303-22-ALICE. That's 303-22-ALICE. And tell us what's going on in your neighborhood. You getting rain? You getting grapple? Are you getting ice? Are you getting snow? Do you have sunshine?
You know, I just saw the Weather Beast on Fox 31, and it's encased in ice, like you were talking about your truck.
Yeah, my truck was this morning.
Yes. Yeah,
and it kind of cleared up a little bit on the way to work, but it looks like it's coming back in here again because it's really coming down here at the radio station. We're in Centennial. Is that the city we're
in? Glenwood Village.
Yeah. Tech Center, right?
Well, our address is Denver.
I know.
We don't know where we are.
We don't know. We're in the tech center. I don't know.
But we're getting grapple. We're getting snow. We're getting rain. We're getting it all down here.
Now, what's our text number? Because I forget.
303-22-ALICE. I wish we would put those cards back in here that actually has the number on it. Because I'd like to say the real number.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it translates to.
303-222-5423. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this for 20 years. 20 years. And I don't know the phone number.
Okay,
is that crazy?
No, I don't know my son's phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, 20 years.
I have no idea.
All right, text from your area. You're getting rain, you're getting sleet, you're getting snow. What are you getting? Maybe you got sunshine. Maybe you're at Water World. We don't know.
Let's see here. So far, I left my house in Aurora near 470 and 70, and the roads are damp, but there's no precipitation, and I have my air conditioner on. No, you don't.
No,
You don't have your air conditioner. It's 26 degrees.
Yes, you're messing with
you
us.
Big turn.
Yes.
Brighton, it says freezing rain, headed to Fort Collins. We'll see. I'll tell you up there when I get there.
Okay, thank you.
Giant ass flakes on Broadway and 470. Giant ass flakes, we're going to have to leave. They're going to pull the gates.
Yep.
We talked to the Mountain Wave weather guy yesterday. He didn't say a word about giant ass flakes.
No, he did not.
He did not even bring that up.
No, he didn't.
He missed it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Like I told you, you know what's weird is that my winter weather advisory starts at 3 p.m. today.
it does?
Yeah, I think they missed the mark on that one.
Oh, look, here's one, 72 and sunny.
Well, okay, but...
Well, maybe they're in Florida.
Yeah, I guarantee they're in Florida.
Maybe they're in Florida. We didn't designate where you got to text us from.
Yeah, that's true. It's a 614 area code. So,
that's even better.
Right?
We should do it from all over the country. People are listening on the app.
Right.
What's your weather like where you are?
Oh, my God.
That makes it even better.
Let's see. It just started coming down in Roxbury. Rain over DIA, snow at Water World. A little snow in Longmont, light snow here in Indian Hills by Evergreen, 27 degrees. Got some snow in Nunn. You know, I don't know where Nunn is.
Nunn?
N-U-N-N.
Is that an actual place?
It must be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you never know if somebody's just trying to, you know, yank our chain
here. I know,
but
that's not a very funny name to yank our chain with.
Nunn.
It's in Weld County.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to say Nunn and Nunn.
It's a little bit north of Fort Collins.
See, that's where that's, I thought the joke was going to be.
None. Yeah. 29 and flurries in Lafayette. Parker, light snow. It's cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Okay, I read that out loud.
That's great. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I'm just flying through them. I'm not pre-reading them. Oh, my God.
I've been thought about that movie for a long time.
I know. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It was my kid's favorite movie. Greeley, snow-covered ground, snow-heavy, wet roads, 31 degrees, just sitting in Cancun watching the sunrise, listening to you guys. Chiadab.
Oh, man. Oh, Cancun.
Just sitting in Cancun.
I want to go.
I do, too. Hi from Windsor, just light snow. Ground is covered. City Park area has wet roads and nothing else. So it's just, it doesn't seem too crazy yet.
Nope, sure doesn't. All right, one more time with the song.
Woo! Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Be a weather bug.
Weren't you in choir?
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Honors.
Honors. Oh, must have been a small school.
I lettered in choir.
Today is, or this weekend, is a big playoff weekend. You got the Nuggets in action tomorrow. They're playing the Clippers. That's at 1:30. Then the Avalanche plays too, right?
Yeah, 6:30 tomorrow night.
Playing in Dallas.
Yeah, so if you're a big sports fan, it's a good weekend to be socked in.
Yeah, good weekend. And the Colorado Car Show's in town.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, they changed the name.
Yeah.
From the Denver Car Show to the Colorado Car
Why
Show.
Why is that?
Because they felt like that it, when you said just Denver, it left out Colorado Springs and everybody else, you know, up north and everything.
So more inclusive.
Yeah. So we hurt some feelings?
I guess feelings were hurt. Yeah.
You go to the car show, don't you?
I have.
You've been a few times.
Yeah, that's where they unleashed the Jeep.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
When you got the Jeep done, when you got it all macked out and everything with the, what was it called? Five guys or three guys? Or
I don't even want to talk about it.
Four guys
that.
In a garage or something. I don't know. No, it had a name, but I forgot what it was.
I don't remember their names.
Five guys? No, that's a hamburger, isn't it?
Yeah. Five guys.
It's right. Far better quality.
Well, either way, you've been down to the car show. I've always wanted to go, but I never go. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
it's
is
one of those
fun,
things
though.
That you always say that when this thing comes back next year, I'll be there.
But
yeah,
it is. I mean, you're setting all the, especially you. You're on the prowl for a new truck.
I know.
You know, you can go down there, and they have really good deals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, car show deals only. And you sit in those trucks. You can sit in there, and you can play with all the buttons.
It'd be worth the trip too.
It actually would.
Yeah,
your kid would like it too, because I've taken my kid ever since he was little.
It's kind of strange though that they booked it on Easter weekend.
That is weird.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of take away from it? I would think.
Is
it would take
really
away
this
from
weekend?
It. Yeah.
Wow.
It started yesterday.
That is bad.
I saw it on TV yesterday. That's how I knew. I saw it yesterday. It goes Thursday, yesterday through Sunday.
Because it feels like
Easter,
a big
Sunday?
Family weekend.
Sure does.
You know?
Yeah. Not to go to a car show.
I know.
Unless they put some Easter eggs down there or something.
What are you doing on Easter with your family? We're going to the car show.
Yeah, that's tough sell. Tough sell at the house.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm sorry, I just... ADD. Squirrel. There was a Jeep that just flew across Colorado Boulevard into the other lanes.
It's a crazy video.
And did you see it too?
Yes. I know. That thing goes airborne.
Where did it come from?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was on Colorado Boulevard?
I know.
And it looks like he was doing 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, it's like he forgot that there was an off-ramp. He took the off-ramp or something. I don't know.
And it jumps the curb. That median there and flies right across in front of another vehicle.
That's right by Dave and Buster's. I recognize that intersection. Yeah.
That is crazy. He's in the air and slams down on three other cars on the other side.
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Wow.
Yesterday?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'll double check.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that was insane. All right. Sorry about that. That just got the corner of my eye. And I was like, what?
Wow.
You know what makes me mad about Fox 31, though? I will. What? I'm going to bitch about something. You know they have the Weather Beast, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Weather Beast, the last storm we had slid out of control. And they had it on. They caught it on film, right? And it went.
They wrecked it?
No, it just went completely sideways on I-70.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was like drifting a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the back end came out and it went sideways.
How long ago was that?
The last snowstorm. Yeah, a couple months.
Oh, okay.
And you know, they never went and replayed the video or anything. They acted like it never happened.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a great news story.
Of course it is.
Yeah, the Weather Beast.
Yeah, and it was live.
Oh, because the Weather Beast is supposed to be able to handle anything.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and it would kill the credibility, you know?
I was like, why? They didn't, I'm like, I know I just saw that happen.
Yeah.
They didn't go back to it. They didn't even acknowledge, like, oh my God, the back end just came around. Like,
I'll bet you that Kylie Burst was driving it. She's probably a bad driver.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
But it was just weird to me. It's like all other news channels would acknowledge that that happened, that they did a spin out on I-70, right?
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be fun if they'd show it too. All of a sudden, you're the fun weather station.
Yeah. but nobody even talked about it.
I'm seeing that crash happened on Sunday. Sorry.
Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunday, Friday.
Yeah.
Took a while to get the video, didn't it?
Really?
Yeah, it did.
All right. Anyway. Hey, a couple things. First of all, Morgan Wallen and Post Malone, their new song, I Ain't Coming Back, is out today. We have a little snippet if we want to play it. Here it is.
Now I'm walking on this water mix with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I
I had guesses. Remember, I said, I bet it goes like this. No, I ain't coming back. No, I'm not coming back.
You got it. You got it. You know, there's just something about Post Malone. I think he just loves hanging out with country.
I think he does,
he
too.
Does it.
I think that's his passion.
I think he got into the whole pop scene, and he's really good at that, too. But I don't think it was his niche. You know what I mean?
I do.
And I think that he got in Nashville. He got to hook up with all these country stars. They're very real people. And I think that he found that as his groove.
Yeah, and his friends.
Yeah, and his real friends.
Right, and
you know?
He didn't have to pretend and, you know. Yeah, I agree with that. It does seem like it's his passion. So, anyway, we'll play the whole thing a little bit later this morning. But, man, I nailed it.
Jeez. You sure did.
I wish we still had that audio where I guess what it'd be sounding like.
I ain't coming back.
No, no, I ain't coming back. No, I'm not going to come back.
Now I'm walking on this water mixed with Johnny Walker Black. There's a lot of reasons I ain't Jesus, but the main one is that I ain't coming back.
There you go.
Oh, no, no, I ain't coming back.
Right there, nailed it.
Nailed it. I mean, that is word for word.
It's like a psychic friends network. All right. Speaking of Morgan Wallen, and you know more than I do about this, Carson, because you're a huge country music fan. I'm a fan, but not as big as he is. Why are people mad at Tate McRae?
They just don't think her pairing up with Morgan Wallen, that's going to fit her. And personally, Tate McRae's fans are not really huge country fans in general, or Morgan's fans. So that's kind of why she's getting blowback on that. But I think it's going to be a great song. Like, Morgan's really excited about it. All the country artists are really excited about it. So,
Morgan Wallen announced all his collaborations on his album called I'm the Problem, Post Malone, as we just heard, and Eric Church, who I don't like at all, Hardy, Ernst, and then this Tate McRae. And people are saying, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you do this? Somebody else wrote, girl, we love you. Please cancel the collaboration with Wallen, please. Somebody else wrote, now, why would you go and do that?
Yeah. So, they're basically calling her a traitor.
I think it's got to do with his background.
Yeah.
I don't think it's got to do with country at all. I think it's all to do with his background. He's considered kind of poison.
But then he gave Posty any, you know,
No. Back, I agree with you, but I think that's what this is all about.
And Morgan's done a lot of collaborations since the incident.
Yes, the incident.
It is kind of crazy, though, Tate McRae, because she is pop through and through, so it's going to be an interesting sound.
Well, so is Posty.
So was Beyonce.
Well, yeah,
Beyonce did a country album.
Yeah. But Tate's like,
I think anything
hardcore goes.
I think this is all about Morgan Wallen. They don't like him. They don't like that he walked off that set with the SNL. They don't like the fact that he threw the chair. They don't like the fact that he had that racial stuff that came up a while back. I think that's got a lot to do with it. Just his baggage.
I mean, he's a bad boy, yeah.
The incident.
Yeah, the incident, JB. Which he recovered from,
which
we're all
still
shocked.
Can't get
we are all shocked. So I could see where an artist would have a hard time with him.
Well, she's doing it. It's everybody's having a hard time with her doing it. Yeah. So they're like, what
but
are you
doing?
But we
don't care, do we?
Well, we don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
Like I said, if Beyonce can do country, then it's fine for anybody to do it.
Yeah, I mean, talk about pop, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Katy Perry, they say, is now having regrets for making a spectacle out of her mission.
You know? I don't know if that's true. Do you? You
no.
think she's having regrets?
No.
I think that's just a headline, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
But she's being talked about more than she has been in years.
True.
That is a great point.
So, and that's all those people care about.
I mean, she did say, I want to put the ass in astronaut.
Yeah. I wonder if she regrets that.
Yeah. Maybe that's something like that.
Maybe that.
So what went viral yesterday is, I know the day before everybody said it was a fake, takeoff and whatever. But now what is fake, okay, is not that they didn't go into space. They are at the edge or whatever. They did do that. I mean, there's no way Oprah is going to let Gail King be a part of a hoax, right? So they for sure did that. But what the hoax was is, yes, the door did open from the inside. The girls wanted out, right? And they landed. They're like, what's taking so long? But then they made them shut it so Jeff Bezos could come up with the magical key to open it for the photographers. And they were busted on camera for that.
Did that happen?
That did happen.
Yeah. We saw that live,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did, yeah.
You know, here's which the internet, man, it is so convincing sometimes. It has you going back and forth on, was it real or was it not? Our boss is a very level-headed guy, a smart man. And yesterday we had a conversation with him off air about if it were fake or not. He's almost convinced it was fake.
Until I told him, I go, do you think that Oprah would ever let Gail King be in a part of a hoax?
You and said that.
Yeah, I did.
And that's what changed his mind.
He goes, you know what? Now that I think of that, you're right. She would never let that happen.
But didn't you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
He
yeah.
almost has fallen yeah. for the fact that this never happened. And we're like, hey, buddy, hey, you're our boss. You're a smart man. Don't fall for the internet stuff.
But then he felt really sad because all of the teenage girls, he has teenage daughters, none of them knew who Katy Perry was.
Which blows my mind.
How can that be?
I know.
Katy Perry?
She's just over.
She's been that irrelevant?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even on Idol, I guess.
No kidding.
Right? Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Me either. But he's like, none of the girls knew who she was.
Well, they certainly don't know who Gayle King is.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Or Sanchez.
Or is it Lauren Sanchez?
Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah. So that was just a funny part that he was busted. Like, shut the door. Shut the door. We need it for the photo ops, man. And so they shut the door really fast and they came up with a key and turned it. We are looking at I-70. I just want to tell you guys, I-70 closed from Georgetown to Silverthorne. It is a mess. I even know people that are flying in from out of state to go skiing. It's their big Easter weekend.
What do you do?
I mean, I bet I've been up there for Easter five times probably since I've lived here. And it's been really sunny and nice.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
But can you imagine if you're, let's say that you're 1 mile past going west past Georgetown, and you know for the next 23 miles, it's closed. Closed. You got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got nowhere to go. And you're sitting there in an electric car.
I mean, God. Oh, that's a great point.
Just watching that percentage battery go down.
Yeah, there's not a charging station within 100 miles.
I'm trying to think if there's frontage roads, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either. Boy, you'd have to really go way far around.
Yeah, but even some of those are closed because I saw where Loveland Pass is closed.
Oh.
And that's six.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you go. I think you just have to wait it out.
I think you just have
to. And the wait out could be all day today.
Hey, can you see if we can talk to Dan DeRue?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a hold
of him. He's standing on I-70.
No.
Yeah, he's walking around I-70.
He's literally standing on I-70. Yeah.
Well, what a dummy.
Well, there's nobody moving.
Is he reporting from up
there? Yeah, I just thought it'd be funny because you know how much we love Dan DeRue.
Yeah, do we have his number?
I have the Fox station number.
All right, we'll call him and see if we can talk to Dan. Yeah,
just call over there.
Or I can DM Wendy, his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll try.
By the way, how did he land that? Wendy is so smoking hot.
I've never seen her.
I've never seen her either.
You guys, she is
never seen
smoking.
Her. No kidding.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Were you drunk one day? Like, what happened?
Must be that big stick of his.
Carries around, yeah.
Yeah, he carries that big stick around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, must be. Yeah.
That's a catcher for hot women. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what really got her turned on. Yeah.
Swing that baby around.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Teledresh.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.